Alright, this is Pure Decking number 14 for... What month is this? May? I think? May 12th? I don't know what year it is.
Yep, May 12th.
Anyways, obviously we've got Heavy, we've got RU486, and we've got Nox. Hey guys.
Hey, yo.
Yo.
Hey.
So let's,
fucking Microsoft.
Yeah, well, that's where we're going to start. Microsoft bought Skype.
Bastards.
I mentioned it Tuesday, but you know, literally nothing had come of it yet. It had just happened, so.
Well, we know it's going
to
go.
Who's ready to switch to the Google service?
That's what I was about to say. It's going to go two ways, man. It's either going to turn a little bit better with a shitload of ads on it and a pay system, or it's just going to go complete crap and we'll end up on Ventrilo or something.
Well, we've already got the Mumble server, but go ahead, Evie.
Yeah. I was going to say, I think this is actually probably a really good thing, and it comes along the lines of two parts. One, they're going to integrate it into their Windows Phone 7, so they're going to probably make it quite a bit more stable. And then think about this is basically a play into the business meeting market, because I don't know if you've listened to any of the other podcasts out there about technology, but they all advertise some form of conferencing system, video conferencing system, and basically Microsoft has always been epic fail when it comes to that.
Yeah, so, but they've always had
quality of Skype.
I don't think this is going to be Skype's not really an enterprise tool though, and they've always had enterprise comms. There's been a couple of articles come out. The one came out said the big change that Microsoft was planning on was more ads, obviously. They were going to integrate it into their ad system. But the other one, an article I'm looking at right here, they've got, of course, an unnamed source, so it's probably somebody just making bullshit up.
Let's talk about the elephant in the room.
Go ahead.
What essentially did they just acquire for how many millions of dollars? Roughly half a billion people's information?
Yeah, I'm sure they've got all kinds of information and accounts. I'm sure the user base is part of why they bought it. The other big thing was they wanted the infrastructure that's got it tied into the regular phone system.
Yeah, that's another big one, because everything is switching to mobile phone devices.
Well, no, I'm not talking mobile. I mean, Link is their current enterprise offering. We run one at work. And tying Link into a phone system is a nightmare. I mean, it's an absolute bitch. It's worse than setting up like an asterisk box.
But really, you've got Microsoft now really inserted themselves into the connectivity with people through this Skype marriage. You know, they're no longer just operating system. They're now getting into telecommunications.
Well, they've kind of been there.
Well, look
for a while.
They've been there.
But not successfully.
Well, that's true.
And think about it, Skype is one of the most successful free open systems.
Now, here's the
Skype
real
isn't
question.
Free.
Go ahead,
Nox. Using the most basic service they offer. It's a phone company, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much. It is tied into the regular telephone system, and I think they do want to put it on cell phones. Now, here's the real question. How long before you get your Xbox Live achievements for making X number of Skype calls?
Yeah. No, that'd be perfect.
Getting hung up six times on in a live call with six real people is your achievement.
Yeah, there you go. Well, if it's going to be like Xbox Live, where's the 12-year-olds who all claim to have slept with my mother?
They're all sleeping with my mother right now.
Oh, right. Gotcha.
In hopes to claim it later on when I'm playing Battlefield. To throw me off.
Yeah, yeah. Nobody talks smack like the kids on Xbox Live, I tell you what.
The I see this as also potentially at play later on for Microsoft to get into the data distribution setup, and they may be directly competing against Google on that front. They might want to just do direct IP voice communications too. So who knows?
Well, again, you know, this is one of those things where they've already had it. They've developed like 5 or 6 different VoIP systems. I mean, Microsoft has had most of this technology. I think they just, I really think they just wanted the brand name and the infrastructure.
Well, get rid of competitors as well. Plus, you get all their contact details.
Well,
that is the typical Microsoft to buy out their competition and then either.
Yeah, but I don't think they've ever paid $8.5 billion for a company before, have they?
In the early 90s, man.
That's a lot for a company that doesn't make much money.
For those of you who are alive during 9/11 and could actually remember it instead of fingering your own poo and picking your nose, back in the 90s during the dot-com bubble, everybody started up a company in hope that Microsoft would walk up, give you $1 million, and tell you to fuck off and get out of computing.
That's true. That's still today a viable business model.
That has been their marketing. That has been their strategy for business their entire lives until. Morph, she might be able to help me on this one. Who was the company that released their own browsing?
Netscape.
Netscape. Remember, Netscape sued Microsoft for anti-competitiveness, giving Windows Explorer away for free.
Well, they were giving Mosaic away for free as well. What it was Microsoft was integrating Internet Explorer into Windows and then claiming it's an integral part so that most people wouldn't bother to download any other browser. They'd just use Internet Explorer.
Yeah.
That was the antitrust.
Generally, that stopped Microsoft steamrolling of any other competition for quite a while, and it looks like Microsoft are back in making that sort of business deal.
No, it didn't. It just got Microsoft to start investing in lobbyists.
For a while.
What'd you say, Knox?
The consequence of that is that every time you started to try to open your help screen from those few years of Windows, it opened it up in Internet Explorer and crashed the system.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I remember when they tried to make Internet Explorer the desktop. What was it, Active Desktop or some bullshit? Buggiest damn thing I ever did see.
Yeah, I can't remember the full details of that.
I actually played around with that a lot. It was pretty cool if you actually got it to not crash.
I actually had Flash and some JavaScript embedded in my desktop. Early Flash shit. Playing with that on a Windows 98 machine. Ran like poo, but it looked neat.
I did the little eyes that follow your pointer around.
Yeah.
Very neat.
You still do that in modern Linux desktops. Desktops do the X eyes. Put it on your taskbar or whatever.
I think the Windows 7 desktop can technically do that. I just haven't looked into it.
I don't know why you'd want to. I mean, I suppose you could.
I want to remember the 90s.
I want to use a web page as my desktop.
I want to carry nail clippers again on a plane and not be a terrorist.
I can't help you there.
Ooh.
Okay, no one's got a Wayback Machine here, so let's move on. What are the implications of this? This is a good thing, this is a bad thing.
I don't know yet, to be honest.
I think it's good.
Well, Microsoft certainly has the money to keep running Skype. That's not a question. Skype is not a heavy money maker. They do make a little bit of money on the linking your telephone to your Skype account thing, or you being able to call real phones and shit like that. And I do know several people who do not have any other phone service. They just have a Skype account, and they pay the whatever it is a month to have a real phone number and voicemail. So.
Yeah. Yep.
That is certainly, I mean, it's certainly a business, but the real question is...
If you definitely had a smartphone or a smart device that had touchscreen or that had Skype integrated and you just used Wi-Fi, you get away with $7 a month, you know, essentially for a phone, which is dirt cheap anywhere.
Well, yeah, you can do that, but the thing is you got to remember that, Wi-Fi is not perfect. I've been doing some war driving lately, and believe me, there are plenty of places where there's dead spots. So you still want to have regular basic cell signal if that's a concern.
I think it does have an answering service, and as long as you have Wi-Fi at home, it's as good as the home phone.
Yeah, it does have an answering service. Heavy, we are getting echo off of you, man.
Yeah.
All right, let me try something real quick here. All right. A little bit better?
I have no idea. Knox, start talking. No idea. You're the one who's echoing.
I'm talking and I'm not echoing, and this is much better because the echoing was interrupting me.
Welcome to Live Share Production.
Okay.
Feel free to put your balls on the line and join us at any time.
Pretty much. So, I don't know. I mean, I'm basically going to play wait and see, but if Skype starts to get too onerous, we'll just use the server I built for IHN and be done with it. I mean,
yeah. I've just got this feeling that we're about to hit with massive amounts of ads and a bullshit amount of what are those things called? As you know, I'm suffering from the evil sickness like everyone else. Yeah, pop-ups and having to fill out surveys constantly to keep your service free.
Yeah. That's
so
that's
I'm recommending turn all updates off on Skype and keep a backup copy of Skype pre-sale.
Yeah. Well,
oldapps.com.
Yeah. Well, they might turn
they
it off.
Make it a mandatory update.
Yeah. They can do that. Well, the other thing is too. I wonder if they'll start pushing Skype through Windows Update.
Oh.
You suddenly get no control. Huh. You get the same thing Google Chrome and regular Windows Update. You have no control over what updates are coming in. Microsoft can put whatever the fuck they want on your system if you're running Windows Update.
I have that completely turned off.
Yeah, but the downside is, if you're not running Windows Update, you get all the viruses and shit just from opening web pages, so it's like, what do?
Now,
the answer is run Linux. But
check their main page and download all the updates yourself.
Do them by hand, it's a pain in the ass.
So we need to start experimenting with Google Voice and see how that works for us.
Google Voice doesn't have the conference calling, though, does it?
Well,
I don't know yet.
Actually, the last time I downloaded a version, it was in beta.
Was it? Because last time I played with Google Voice just in the Gmail client or in the Gmail web app, doing the conferencing. You could do web client chat, which was cool to do it in a web browser. But webcam chat and shit. But I've never seen it do conference calling like we do on Skype. So. I don't know. I'm sure there's going to be 100 competitors pop up out there and say, oh, use our service. Use this. Use that. So we'll just wait and see what happens.
Yeah, we'll see in 6 months.
Yeah. So, anyways.
Yep.
Apparently, Anonymous was having some problems with one of their IRC servers, or a couple of their IRC servers. They got taken down. And people were claiming, oh, there's a split in Anonymous, which is just funny. Because anybody claiming that doesn't actually understand what Anonymous is.
And there would have to be an organization for there to be a split.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it's just a group of guys who kind of hang out and use 4chan from time to time, so. But,
I know not of this 4chan you speak of.
Yes, of course not. But apparently they got the I'm looking at the story here, and they've got the guy's name, IP, home address, his parents, birthday.
What did he expect?
Well, I don't know. It's funny.
It's like sticking the old wedding tackle through the lion cage and screaming, "Come at me, bro!"
Here, let me throw the link at you. I don't really want to read the guy's name out on
the
show.
Don't forget the barbecue sauce.
Oh yeah, barbecue sauce as well, or just sticking the head of your dick into a meat ant, into a fire ant nest, and well, thinking that the outcome could be different from last time.
Oh geez, they even got where he's probably working on here. I mean,
oh god, and his IP. Oh, this is awesome. Date of birth. I'm gonna create myself a profile.
Oh, they got his previous address on here too, and his brother,
and his father, mother. Her age.
That's funny. Oh, there's a link on here to the paste bin. That's probably not something I really want to look at, but let's see. Possible cell phone number. Yeah, guys, this is why you don't fuck with Anonymous. I mean, just flat out. Guys, come on.
Wow, what kind of dickbag.
And the funny thing in the whole Sony guy.
Already. Why would he want it done to himself?
Oh yeah, I mean this is good. Yeah. This is somebody who whose work apparently was part of was joining Anonymous or trying to interact with them. So it's like he knows what they can do.
You know, it is probably is some guy thought he was better than he actually got his ambitions mixed up with his capabilities, and is now going to be all butthurt that he got fucking owned, man.
He needs to move.
If you join Anonymous, you must stay anonymous.
No, that's kind of the point. Is
that's the
there, you know, if you. I mean, it's kind of hard to talk about Anonymous because they're not really a group. It's just kind of the crowdsource that shows up from time to time.
You're
whenever
sort of
enough
anonymous.
People get pissed.
Oh, look, let's face it. Anonymous is pretty much we're all anonymous because we've got nothing but time on our hands to have some fun.
And we don't tell you our names.
Well, I don't tell you my name because I feel like shit from work, but...
Not that or as I like to call them, or as other people like to call them, the demon hordes of the internet. So, yeah, either way.
And the legendary hate machine.
Yep.
I guess I don't understand why you would target a group like that, because there's just not any other way to... It's like... That's not just poking the hornet's nest. That's trying to dropkick it. I mean, that's holding it above your head, screaming like a madman, and trying to dropkick the hornet's nest. What do you think is going to happen?
Of course, out of nowhere, a wild llama is going to come and butt rape you. That's what's going to happen. Because you just think you can get stung by hornets.
I mean, this is right up there with Sony claiming that Anonymous hacked their servers. It's like, let me go over here and juggle these hand grenades while I'm at it, you know? I mean... That's probably safer, to be honest.
It's going to South Africa and having sex with a whore without a condom, knowing that the AIDS rate is 75% over there.
Oh,
you're not going to notice immediately that you've got
What'd you say, Heavy?
Yeah, I was thinking that once the details came out that, you know, all the information that anybody needed to access was on an open forum, you could just blame anybody for the hack of Sony. It doesn't take Anonymous to do that.
Oh, so. On the upside, guys, I checked my email account this morning, and I didn't realize, but I'd signed up for a PSN account before it got hacked.
Oh, no.
Of course, using all the false details that I usually use, and the only thing being, well, standard is the one email address that I use. And it looks like Sony are going to give some sort of compensation for the issue.
Yeah, they're talking about that. They were saying they've said so much other shit. It's hard to know what's really going on. And a lot of their press conferences are, of course, in Japanese. And the people doing the translations are fucking that up quite a bit too.
Well, see, I only hooked my machine up once, and that was to get the update.
Yeah.
To run a game, and then my machine stays unplugged all the time. There's no way I'm going to use anything like that because I don't trust it to start with, and. And I heard that they can. Feel free to call me out on this, but I hear they can shut down your machine.
Yeah.
If you're using dodgy shit. And it sounds like Heavy's having massive issues.
Yeah. Heavy, you're trying to do the show on a cell phone, aren't you?
Yes, I am. You guys could go ahead and kick me out of the call and then save your sanity.
I actually like this, Heavy, because this is right along the lines of us cutting edge doing shit like broadcasting from a beach in far north Queensland doing a show.
It doesn't bother me. It's just kind of funny.
It's just something new. And it's good that you've figured out how to work it so you can pass that knowledge on to us.
Yeah. Well, it's not perfect, but it's a smartphone, Android, and then you can run Skype on it. I've actually got a audio recording program that I've been using, testing out, and you can edit with it. And Dropbox will let me upload audio. So once my voice sounds like less shit and I get on it, I'll start producing content from the road as it is.
Nice. Cool. You'll get that technology together for us for the big meetup.
Yep. Big meetup, we'll have that. We're going to have... One Warps is going to bring his smartphone and his tablet, and, you know, we'll have a bunch of different technologies.
No, we'll get something figured out for the meetup. I mean, hell, I'm going to bring my damn laptop with me, and that's what I'm doing the show on now. So
yeah, see, I don't trust any of you fuckers, and I'm not even bringing a digital watch for fear it'll end up with a goatsy picture on it.
Oh, that if that's all you're worried about, then you're it's pretty tame. I fully intend to root everyone's machine there. I'm just not going to tell you. I mean,
yeah, he's going to root all our pocket watches.
Yep,
it can be done. They're running, you know.
Hell, yeah, I got your number right here. I'm going to be running BEOS. So there you go.
For fuck's sake, I want a root kit for BEOS now. Let me just get right up there with my Windows 3.1 and just pwn your ass.
Nerd fight.
No, that was
no. What am I thinking? OS 2 Warp, the operating system that runs Mr. T's brain. Anyways, nobody's gonna know what that reference was.
Yeah, no.
Anyways,
I actually plastic injection molding machines every time I've encountered it.
Every time you encounter OS 2 Warp's been on injection machine. That's about right. Yeah, they use it in a lot of the old industrial applications because yep. You know, the laptop still works, so why mess with it, right? It's like what the old guy knows how to use.
Yeah.
I've had to fix machines.
You know,
like
no,
that.
Basically... Yeah. We were talking about that dumbass kid who... And that's what it is. If you're a dumbass kid and you think you're going to be internet famous, you'll get famous for about 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, do it right and sing Numa or something, or you know, some other way. Yeah. Or Friday, that bitch had made nearly $250,000 off of that. So there you go.
Or if you're gonna do it right. Go through a couple of proxies. Don't ever connect from a machine at home. Always use clean boxes, live disks, and the like. There are ways to do this. Mm.
I think internet fame is the equivalent to herpes. Like, when you first got it, it really fucking hurts. But eventually it fades away, but every now and then somebody will remember it, and your dose of herpes will come back itchier than ever.
Oh, I wish I had the soundboard out, or you, I'd give you a toasty for that one, but I haven't been rigging it up. I'm still recovering here, so low energy and all. Hell, I'm probably going to bed as soon as the show is done, to be honest. Wuss. Anyways.
One vitamin shot for you.
Vitamin shot, that's what I need. Vitamin shot. Can't fucking drink on the meds they put me on. Thank God I'm almost done with them.
That's a challenge, my friend. Doctor says you can't drink while on these meds. Challenge accepted.
It's like you will be violently ill, and yes, you will.
You can drink through a man up.
You know, we tried it. And the violent, explosive diarrhea just wasn't really worth it. You know, I'm just...
In certain forms, that's considered a turn-on.
Yep.
Just
Do
real
we
quick.
Have any other exploits in the news?
What'd you say, Heavy?
Do we have any other exploits in the news?
Oh, I've got tons, but I'm trying to stretch until we hit the break because I don't want to break into what I've got. Well, okay, how about this? The Senate's got another bill they're trying to pass, basically give them more powers to start seizing domains, DNS blocking.
Oh, are they trying to do COIC again?
Are they what?
They trying to do that COICA bill again?
They've revised it. It's the same bill, but they've revised it.
What did you call a bill, Heavy?
COICA, COICA.
COICA?
Cloaca, that's something you stick your finger in a crocodile to test for its sex, man.
Lovely. Let me throw you
what the bill is, so there you go.
Yeah, they're wanting permission to seize top-level domains, give right holders more stuff. Yeah, it looks like the RIAA probably wrote that bill. So
yep, it's not gonna make it because we're fast coming up on an election year.
Yeah, nobody
and
wants to get that
other shit's getting in the way. So
either that or it's gonna be rushed without being looked at.
That might happen. It may get stuck onto something else, but essentially it is like a three strikes and you're out rule too. There's all kinds of nasty shit as part of that.
Didn't DOJ get all kinds of pissed at Firefox because there's an add-on that has a lot of the blacklisted domains corrected in Firefox. I know there was an add-on that did that, that let you get to a lot of the sites that were seized. It was basically just end-arounding the DNS, right? And I guess it was just hard-coding the sites to their IPs, which is like nothing to do. But you can do it in a hosts file if you want. But I guess this Firefox add-on. And I know they got a letter trying to tell them they had to take that add-on down. I don't know.
And Firefox, it got them to shut up because they said, hey, what's the legality of you doing that? And they were like, no response. So
yeah,
it's still out there if you want to go to all those. Yep.
Let's face it, we're hurtling towards what seems to be a division of regions of the internet, like DVDs back in the day, because more and more you're seeing content that I can view here in Australia you guys can't view in America or in Canada. Yeah, same. So we're going to a region area. I think they're dividing it into four again.
Well,
on that same note, apparently Chrome, by its very implementation, will not allow the BitTorrent stack to run, or it doesn't have any ability to allow BitTorrent to operate on the system. So
what?
And I was looking at a trouble ticket. Somebody was asking for implementation of the stack, and they were like, "No."
Wait. Heavy, so you're not Chrome explaining OS. This very well. You're saying by having Google Chrome installed, you can't run BitTorrent? Because I beg to differ.
I'm saying it's that if you're running a Chrome OS device, you know, where they've got the
the Chrome OS. I thought you meant the browser. You can't run BitTorrent.
No, not the browser. Shit, no.
About to say,
You had me going. What the fuck are you talking about for a minute?
You weren't explaining that very well.
So Google made their own system, which is basically Linux with Chrome web browsers, you know, as a front end, and essentially they haven't implemented as part of it the stack that allows BitTorrent to work. So
no, that's it's Linux
on that whole,
I mean,
you know, bill. And,
it's yeah. Linux. It's
so
be nothing
if
to
you
drop
wanted to go
or something
and,
on that.
So if you take the Chromium, which is the open source version, I'm sure you can do whatever you want to it. But if you're buying a laptop, don't buy one that's got a Chrome operating system on it, unless you're just playing around with it, or you know you can install another operating system, like the original Google Chrome laptops.
Yeah, I tried to get one of those
CR48s. Yeah. Supposedly, though, they're all out. Just so that people know, right now it's not implemented in there. So don't go getting a Chrome, you know, OS laptop, you know, and expecting to be able to do certain things with it. So be careful. I mean, as you adopt different technologies, make sure you know what they're capable of. I have a BitTorrent client on my phone, which I'm not using right now, or we'd be in real trouble.
Hey,
so I've been able
to
get.
If you buy a
laptop
and expect it to be able to run programs out of the box, you get Windows.
Well,
yeah, surprisingly,
yeah. Well, I mean, and that's the reason, you know. Hell, we're all using Windows right now, I think, aren't we? I mean, I push Linux all the time, but I'm recording on Windows because I've never had much luck since they moved over to Pulse Audio. So, you know,
I'm working on Linux right now. Kind of.
Well, you're on Android. Android is actually Java.
Yeah. Android.
they're using a Linux kernel, but it's mostly just Java. So
yeah, it works pretty good for what
Java,
it is.
But they don't have a Java client available for it.
Yeah, it's kind of weird, isn't it?
Oh no. Yeah, not Java client, but it implements it, so it works. Actually, since they've installed Flash 10.2, it actually does a pretty decent job as a full-fledged web browser now. So
well, we're going to go into break here and go finish up your thought, Heavy, while I get this set up.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you know, as we're talking about the bills, the way around those bills is by technology. Obviously, if they're going to try and pass laws, they're going to be way behind whatever actual implementations we have. So we just have to, you know, basically keep ahead of them with our technology. Make sure you don't adopt things that are restrictive in the attempt to do that.
Well, okay, true. So, but the problem is that they're going to start. They're going to start saying, "Well, going trying to get around the law via technology is illegal too." So we still would rather them not pass shitty laws. That would be nice. So I don't want to see.
Yeah, or repeal other shitty laws.
Well, I mean, you know, look at the DMCA. Look what that has become from what it was supposed to be. I mean, it would be much better if we actually had them pass decent laws rather than saying, oh, well, they're just not going to be able to keep up anyways and just kind of hope we don't end up in the dystopian cyberpunk future. Oh, we're already there. Shit. Yeah, we're going to go break. So this one's appropriate. Just a little bit of patient zero. Got an appropriate one picked out here. Call is muted.
Everything is fucked. Hurry the hell stop. Hurry the hell stop. fuck's sake, stupid piece of shit. Fuck you, Microsoft. Fuck you right in the ear.
All right, I thought that one was appropriate for where our conversation was going. Let me get the call back up. Everybody still here?
Nope. What?
Nope, okay.
What?
Well, I guess I'll just have to do the show on my own then. Shit.
All right, what's next topic?
Well, a couple of fun things here. But first of all, Heavy, how's your newsreel show going since you tried to take that over? Heavy? Oh, he died.
I think he was the person we actually lost.
I guess. Well, never mind then. So, source code for Zeus got leaked.
Yay.
You lost me at source code.
Okay, Zeus is a... It's called a crimeware kit. It's basically a botnet in a box.
Sweet.
So, it's the... It's the software to run the command and control channel, and the software you would load as a payload, like in a piece of malware. It's what they used in SpyEye and ZBot and a whole bunch of other shit. It's been leaked before, but a current version of it actually got leaked. And the one that got leaked before, it was leaked in such a way that if you tried to use the code as is, it would actually root your machine.
Nice.
So... But yeah, it's it got leaked on the 12th today, I guess. And Heavy, you back?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Can you guys hear me?
I can now.
Okay. Yeah, I just had the call muted. Same problem I had, only an opposite normally.
Oh, okay. Yeah, whatever. Okay. But this is actually really cool. We're going to see a lot more malware based on this shit now from Skiddies picking it up, thinking that they can build the next great botnet by just taking a bit of Zeus and, I don't know, changing comments or something. most of them don't actually understand what they're doing with this kind of software, which... it depends on what all's actually in the kit. I haven't pulled it down and looked at it. It'd be interesting to do it because some of these kits are like the CNC and the payload, and others actually have exploitation packs with them, like the JavaScript you would drop on a page to get it to auto install on somebody's machine, like exploit flash or PDF or whatever. So.
That sounds interesting.
Yeah.
I think,
and it goes
we're quickly,
dead.
it does. Dead. How about I'm here?
Okay, go ahead, Eddie.
Yeah, I was going to say the thing that I was thinking I was seeing with these, especially the botnets, is you're always going to have that 3% of people that are just stupid and they're going to click on it or they're going to get exploited, but more and more people are becoming savvy about just not opening things.
3%?
No.
More like 20.
3%? Well, yeah, but I'm talking about the 3% of derps that just go all in, I'll install whatever you want, that kind of stuff. That aren't ever going to fix it. They're just going to say, my machine runs slow, it's stupid, and leave it running or whatever. Those kind of things that are, this is a sustainable thing. I think we're going to start seeing wars between, like maybe four or five different botnets.
Oh, we've already seen them.
You're actually have to start.
No, the different botnets, Zeus and, was it, I don't remember, but we saw it back in the NIMDA days. The various versions of NIMDA would actually uninstall other versions of NIMDA and then install their own and patch the hole they came in on. Botnets have been going at war with each other for years, just going back and forth trying to take over clients from each other. And it's because it's ran by, actually, most botnets are actually ran by organized crime these days, not hackers. It's because they use them for blackmail.
Exactly.
The thing about this Zeus leak... How do we know that, unlike the last one, it won't root your entire botnet itself.
You don't. That's why if you're going to play with the damn thing, you use a freaking clean room and some VMs. And don't hook it up to the internet.
Pretty much.
Well, another one got leaked. Yep. This one's even worse. I'll shoot you all a link, because it's Java Crime Pack got leaked, which is another one of those, you know, crime kits that, you know, they sell on forums for like $5,000. But Crime Pack is funny as hell. Go ahead, Heavy.
I was gonna say, you know, who really is surprised that Java has yet another, you know, exploit?
This isn't just exploit. This is full on, like, how to run a botnet 101. But it's Java.
Use their interface with smiley faces with masks on them.
You could, but yeah, it's got a generic Crime Pack theme in the screenshot I sent you guys.
This looks like Mattel's My First Botnet kit.
Botnet? But here's the thing. It's written in Java, so how long until somebody ports this exploit to Android and wraps it up in a app and puts it on the App Store?
There's already been tons of exploits for Android.
But so what happens
on
cell phones?
I'm just looking at the interface. It looks like even I could use this.
But okay, let's think about that for a minute, though. Cell phones with bots on them.
Mm.
How do you tell? Your battery runs down faster? Maybe. I mean, a cell phone is worse than a regular computer when it comes to security, because a regular computer, at least you've got all the tools out there now, and you know it's been around a little bit. But cell phones, I don't see a version of Norton for the iPhone. I haven't seen. I guess with Android, you could probably get some different rootkit revealer or whatever to run, but I haven't seen much in the way of anti-malware on any of the cell phones.
I didn't realize they had any software like that for cell phones yet.
Well, why not?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, having used Android, there are several quote-unquote antivirus programs. My guess is half of them are exploits themselves.
They're just exploits themselves trying to get in. They're fake AVs for the phone. I love it. You run it and you get a Windows dialog box saying, "You've got errors." And I was like, wait, what? That was one of my favorite ones when I hit one of the... I was on a Linux VM testing something at work, and I hit a website that I knew was bad. And in a Linux machine, it popped up, you know, an image of a Windows XP control panel pretending to run the antivirus scan, trying to get me to install the fake AV. But it's just like...
Yeah, I get those all the time.
Yeah, it's like totally wrong. And it was just like... But, I mean, on an XP box, I could see somebody falling for it, you know, assuming they had the default theme. But,
Yeah. But, you know, people are falling for it.
Oh, they've got to be. Otherwise, they wouldn't be bothering with the scam.
Hey, that's one of the classics. That was back there in 95?
I'm waiting for the whole cyber criminal thing. And I know using the word cyber is wrong, but what the hell? The media is going to use it anyway. What are your kids doing? Are your kids rooting other people's boxes? I'll call it something fucking stupid, though. Like jacking it into someone else's stuff.
They'll just call it hacking. They don't know what else to do.
Yeah.
Hacking.
Hacking. That's it. There you go.
And hacking.
You're right, man. That's it. I don't think you should copyright that. That word.
Hacking.
Hacking. Because that's what it's going to be. Hacking by text. Jesus, now I'm saying
that. There are SMS viruses for phones out there. So, yeah.
Okay, the correct spelling of hacksting, according to the word maker Knox, is H-A-X-T-I-N-G.
All right. I'm going to use that word from now on whenever I'm referring to script kiddies, Knox. So, for the, you know, upcoming hacksters out there.
Go. Yeah.
Hacksting,
the
hackster.
Hacksters using hacksting.
I rooted your box using hacksting.
Kids in there hacksterbating.
Hacksterbating. Oh, you'd get a toasty for that too if I bothered to get the soundboard out.
Mm. Yeah,
oh,
I like
shit.
That. Hacksting. Hacksting is now an official term.
I improve. And instead, okay, from now on, everyone, instead of using cyber, whatever the fuck, use hacksting. I like that word.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So
that'll work.
Just kind of browsing around here. Oh, that's old. Never mind. It looks like Kaspersky got leaked.
Who did actually come up with that sex thing? Was it Fox News itself?
Fox News got popped not too long ago, yeah. Let's see. I'm trying to remember. It wasn't that long ago that Fox got popped. I didn't see anything from it, though.
Yeah, I was. I'll answer your previous question about Newsreel. That's going to get back on schedule now that I am better, and I have absolute dedication to getting that out on a regular basis. So do not look for me to give up on that.
So you're going to miss this week because you're sick, but you're still going to keep going with it.
Yeah, actually, I'm going to knock out that episode tomorrow or Saturday during the day.
Oh, really?
And then I'm going to do an additional episode following. So, yeah.
Hmm. Well, it's a good thing I don't read news stories verbatim. We just kind of talk about them a little bit. Otherwise, we might be competing with you. I'll leave the...
No, I actually try to stay in not overlap any of the stuff that... that we do, because you're more security hacking, and with Newsreel, I'm basically trying to bring in, more of the drugs and the attempted to manipulation through those kind of corporation things that Newsreel is known for.
I gotcha.
But occasionally, I get the geekery of things like space flight and that kind of stuff. Throw that in there too.
Yeah.
I didn't cover the guy actually the jetpack guy actually flew across the Grand Canyon recently. So that
nice.
That's one I might cover. But
jetpacks are extremely effective and well known forms of transportation.
Yes.
Just like my flying car.
Well, I think we're gonna cut this show.
I will follow up.
Go ahead, Heavy.
I was going to say, I will definitely follow up on the naval laser beam program as it progresses, because I'm looking for them to forward to seeing them vaporize all kinds of new things.
Oh, just on a news-related topic here, because we've run out of things. Nuclear Reactor 3 at the Fukushima plant, all the rods have disappeared.
Somebody stole the damn nuclear reactor rods?
Here. They have no idea where they are. They dropped a camera down there about 48 hours ago and realized that there was nothing there because they're going, we're getting a lot less radiation signals. Let's have a look.
Oh, they must have dissolved into the groundwater or something.
Yeah, they're halfway to the center of the Earth right now.
That could be. They could have burned through the bottom of the lake.
That's pretty much what they've done. They've burned through. They can't see them anymore. But they're taking that as a good sign.
Well, it's embedded in the bottom of the lake. The mud will probably absorb most of the radiation. You just don't want to eat anything coming out of there for a while.
Well, I was reading 37 minutes ago the Japanese government had given orders to slaughter every animal within a 20-kilometer radius.
Yeah. Well, don't they have plates you can buy over there that'll tell you whether or not your sushi is radioactive?
I have no idea. I'm not up on it that closely.
I saw that link earlier, and I was ignoring it because I thought it was stupid, but now that we're talking about it.
Well, yeah. For people who don't hang a Geiger counter in their kitchen.
Yeah, and will people on the Californian coast please stop taking iodine? There are way too many iodine overdoses happening in America right now.
Oh,
please stop.
Yeah, man, I can't get my kelp.
No.
It's ruining my awakefulness.
Are you? You're ruining my cheap property rates, man. We needed a bunch of those fuckers to start overdosing so I can get a nice place out there on the West Coast.
All right. Well, we're gonna cut out a little bit early tonight. I'm out of topics, and hopefully be back at 100% next week. This weekend, rebuilding the lab. So hopefully I can start getting back to work. Shit. So
if you're looking for Morps this weekend, don't worry. He's in his lab. Rough.
Yeah, wow.
Don't let Dee Dee around in there this time. You know what she does.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate that. You have absolutely no idea.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna mute the call and play us out on that note right there.
you make me wanna freak.